It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev, and the quest for theme music continues. Mike, they kind of had a British feel to it. I think it's called Queen of the Night. Very royal, very regal. What are your thoughts?
I don't know how it could get any better.
I mean,
by better, I mean...
We've done two so far.
Yeah,
so
right.
You've had India, you've had Queen of the Night. We'll tweak it.
We'll figure it out. I mean, what's next in our...
I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin the surprise.
That's true.
An ongoing quest for theme music here on Things That Might Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. And Mike, we live in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I've been living here my whole life. You were born and raised here, and you've just come back after spending a stint in New York. Something very disturbing I found recently. Starting in 2010, the city of Los Angeles is banning plastic shopping bags in all of its stores and supermarkets. And I guess the idea being that people will start bringing their own bags with them to shop and to bag their groceries and their products and their clothing and so forth. Now, Mike, listen, I'm all for saving the environment.
Good.
I'm all for making things more green,
yep,
making a better future for our children. I'm an advocate of that.
This is good.
But here's what bothers me.
Okay.
For the first time ever, the first time, all these movements to this point, I'm cool with, until this one, because this one directly affects me. Directly affects me, and I, for one, am not happy.
Okay.
Oh, this is where you jump in and say something.
I see. Okay.
I'm enraged.
I thought you were just having a dramatic pause.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can keep going, but no, I want to get your thoughts.
So, well, here's the thing. I'm actually all for this. You know, I will say right now, this is a moment, everybody, note this. This is a rare moment where I think Nev and Mike are going to disagree on
this issue. What's on?
This is going to be good. See, this is the thing. I'm just going to say this as an experienced shopper. I did this, you know, in New York all the time as well. You know, go out and buy my own groceries every, like, maybe 3 days or so. Unbelievable how many plastic bags, you know, baggers often use. And the thing is, it's a waste, man. It's a total waste. I know you love your plastic bags. I'm sure you do.
Okay.
But, you know, come on.
But here's the thing. Okay. You're coming from the perspective of two things.
Okay.
Number one, you have yet to be in an area where they've actually banned plastic bags.
No, this is true.
And number two, your plan is, by the time they start doing this in Los Angeles, you're going to be hightailing it back to New York, where the ban's not taking place.
Yeah, that's
so you're
true.
All on your soapbox.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's good for the environment as long as it's not affecting me.
Here's what I'm going to say right now. I'm, you know, not necessarily for banning something completely, like, you know, I mean, all that stuff, whatever. But here's the thing. You know, what we need to do is educate baggers and how to not use 80,000 bags, that's a, you know, rough estimate, guys, 80,000 bags to, like, you know, put in a watermelon, a bottle of wine, and some Cheetos. You don't need to use 5 bags for that, guys.
But in the bagger's defense, and this is really for all of the non-environmental folks, the world has been around for several million years.
This is true.
And, you know, the environmental issue wasn't really a problem until like 30 or 40 years ago. And then everyone starts talking about it. And now everything is getting worse. Is it a coincidence that things got worse when we started talking about it? I don't think so. It's like political correctness.
Okay.
You know, it was never a problem doing one thing, acting one way, until someone brought it up. And then it became a huge issue, people going nuts. And this is how I think the environmental issue is that people going nuts, and now it's an issue. They took away my styrofoam.
Right.
They're taking away my plastic bags.
Right. What's next?
They're going to make me live in environmentally friendly housing.
They took away trans fats, you know?
Ridiculous.
Right.
Yes, right. The governor recently banned trans fats in California.
Right.
This is insane.
Yeah. You know, okay, I will now agree with you a little bit. What I will say here is,
bring back trans fats.
Well, yeah, maybe. But no, what I'm trying to say here is, I am not for banning something completely. I mean, if it's something, you know, crazy, like, oh, I don't know, let's go with Nazis here. Yeah, okay, I'm for banning Nazis.
Get rid of the Nazis. That's fine.
That's cool.
That's an across-the-board thing.
You know, but here's the thing. Like, plastic bags, you know, I mean, the world, you're right. The world would not be a better place if they didn't exist. You know what I mean? I mean, like, it's okay. I just think, though, it is amazing how much waste goes on at supermarket bagging places.
But I... I guess my thing is, with the way prices are, I deserve to waste things.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's my constitutional right to waste things and kill the world that I live in.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I just want... So I'm just saying, fine.
Okay.
I like these laws. Just keep them away from my city. Bring them back to New York, and then we'll see what Mike has to say about banning plastic shopping bags.
To be continued.
And speaking of banning, now this one I think you and I are going to agree on. This actually, I was shocked by this.
Yep.
Apparently... baseball parks in both it started in the minor leagues and now it's coming to the major leagues.
Right.
Certain major league baseball parks are banning peanuts
and Cracker Jack.
I mean, that's insane.
Yep.
That's American staples. Banning peanuts and Cracker Jacks, I think because of people who are allergic to peanuts and they don't want to put them in bad spots.
Okay. What I will say, now I agree and I agree mostly with you here, okay? But again, this is good. This is a
controversial topics.
We're at odds here on this one. All right, here's the thing. I am not at all for banning peanuts completely in a ballpark. That is that's sacrilege.
Absolutely.
That's awful. What I will say is what I think they're doing right now, but hopefully this won't expand, is they're making peanut-free sections of the park. I think it was in Seattle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was is they made, two sections completely peanut-free. You know, they swept all the peanuts out of there. They did all this stuff. The vendors weren't allowed to sell stuff. Now, that's okay. I mean, I'm cool with that for now, right? If you got the people who are, allergic to peanuts in there, okay, whatever. I mean, it's a little segregation going on, but whatever. But,
Well, and you hit upon it because, this is what they were doing 30, 40 years ago, called segregation, separating blacks and whites. Now they're separating the peanut lovers from the allergic peanut people.
I
just think it's only going to get ugly. And this kind of brings back to my original point that it was baseball. Well, baseball's been around for hundreds of years, but Major League Baseball's been around since the early 1900s.
Right.
And for over 100 years, it was never an issue. I have never read one thing.
Yep.
About someone dying because they ate peanuts at a ball game because they had an allergy. I've never seen thing about that.
You would think if you had a peanut allergy, you probably wouldn't want to go to a baseball game.
Or eat peanuts,
for that
matter. You should know.
Well, no, but the thing is, supposedly, with this kind of stuff, not supposedly, it's true. If you eat something that's even touched a peanut or whatever... it could happen.
But they're sealed in sealed bags.
I'm well aware, man. I'm just saying. I know. No, I'm not disagreeing with you here. I do think it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I do think it's nice, though. I think it's a nice idea to have some sections.
I'm just saying.
But
again,
it could lead to something awful.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't work out so well, in the 50s and 60s. I'm just saying.
This is clearly the same level.
I think it is.
Okay.
I think a war is brewing.
Uh-oh.
And thinking of. Speaking of stupid things, apparently, Matthew McConaughey, his girlfriend recently gave birth.
Right.
And apparently, during the birthing process,
mm-hmm.
they were playing some Brazilian reggae music, in the background. And it was like a 14-hour birthing process, so I'm going to guess that this music was playing for 14 hours. And Matthew McConaughey was doing a tribal dance for his wife, who was going through labor. And... the majority of women across the U.S. agree, according to Yahoo's OMG website. 49% say, yes, I don't like the idea of my husband doing a tribal dance in the birthing room, but it's okay because it's Matthew McConaughey. So basically, if it was just a regular commandant like Mike or Nev and we were doing the tribal dance for our... pregnant partner, that it would not be okay. But because it's Matthew McConaughey, we're going to let it slide. Celebrities always get away with everything.
Well, I was going to say in his defense, but I'm not coming to his defense here. All right, guys, look. Okay. Matthew McConaughey is a man. Is this correct? I know he's a celebrity.
Yes, he is.
He's male.
He is a male.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Mike and Nev are males.
Yes.
Okay.
Straight males. Like Matthew McConaughey.
This is something Matthew McConaughey, Nevin and Mike have in common.
There's a bond.
Yes. Okay. If Nev and Mike and Matthew McConaughey were hanging out over you while you were giving birth, and we started doing a tribal dance together, would you kick me and Nev out of the room, but let Matthew McConaughey stay?
You know what? Don't answer that question.
Okay.
don't answer that question. You know what? I don't really want to hear that.
I just want to throw the question out there.
Gee, Mike, what do you think they're going to say?
I'm hoping if they're sane individuals... that they would say, stop doing a tribal dance. I think, I'm giving birth.
You know what? Listen, you know what? You don't even have to ask us to get out of the room. We'll leave.
Yes.
Yes, ladies, which one do you like the best? Gee, yes. I wonder.
And actually, you and I coming up, we'd probably leave because Matthew McConaughey was doing a tribal dance.
You know, it would be disturbing.
We would not want to be in that room with
him. No, because I don't know where Matthew McConaughey would be going with that. He may do and see and say things
that's
that we
true.
Just do not want to see. I mean, maybe an interesting video, but,
come
you know.
Come on, women.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unbelievable.
But anyways, well, we always encourage letters from our listeners,
yes.
And you can write us in a couple of ways. One, leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. This week's letter comes from Shay in North Carolina, and it's funny that we just finished talking about Matthew McConaughey because Shay writes to us about the podcast we did not too long ago talking about celebrity baby names,
right.
How these celebrities, why they name their kids such weird names. I mean, aren't they standing out enough by being the child of a superstar? And Shay in North Carolina writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, celebrities want to do this to give their kids a personality all their own. Because the parents are stars, the kids could get overshadowed by the parents.
Mm.
But by giving the kids special and unique names, the parents get to feel special too. And the kids also feel special because instead of falling in their parents' shadow..." And you know what's funny, Mike? The rest of Shay's letter makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, okay.
So that was assigned to Shay in North Carolina.
Okay,
but so I was kind of, you know,
okay.
Reading I'm saying, man, yeah, her rest of her letter
right,
was kind
cool.
of nuts. We really should screen these beforehand. But I do understand, I know what Shay is saying. She's basically saying that they want to make their kids not feel overshadowed
right.
by their celebrities and kind of give kids a personality all
right.
their own. I understand what she's saying. I personally disagree.
I
think it's going to make them even more in the spotlight and make them even more self-conscious.
I am not trying to brag here. I'm not trying to, you know, say that I'm cool here in any way. I have, in my time, especially because of the high school I went to here in Los Angeles, I have known a fair number of celebrity kids, of celebrity children. You know, everybody, I mean, we're talking everybody from Smokey Robinson's son to,
right.
You know, Gregory Hines' son to, you know, Donald Sutherland's son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these people.
Kiefer?
No, unfortunately not. I never knew Kiefer. But anyways.
Wait, so did Donald have, like, a Kiefer and then, like, a far younger son?
Oh, yeah. Angus.
Really?
Angus Sutherland.
Angus.
Anyhow,
Angus.
I knew Jack Osborne. I mean, all these people. You know, I knew a lot of these kids. This is what I'll say. All of them, right, had normal names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're talking, you know, Trey Robinson for Smokey Robinson's son, Zach Hines for Gregory Hines' son. Thing here is, only one of them that I know has actually had shown an interest in getting into the entertainment industry, has shown an interest in having any kind of life that would be, you know, that would be irregular and kind of crazy.
Agnes?
Angus. I don't know what happened to Angus.
Angus?
Angus.
Like a steak?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him.
Angus?
He dropped out of school. But
like
here's,
Black Angus.
Yes. But, yeah.
Wow.
But anyhow, but the thing is, though, what I'm trying to say is, you know, for example, Trey, Smokey Robinson's son, you know, wants to be an artist, right? Wants to be like a comic book artist kind of guy. Okay, cool. That's totally normal, right? Whatever. So all I'm trying to say is, I think giving a kid a weird name as a celebrity is only going to force them to have to do something, you know, that they may or may not want to do. They're normal people. They're people.
I still haven't gotten over this whole Angus thing.
Okay, fine. Let's go on the Angus thing.
Wow. No, woof. But I do see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just don't name your kids celebrities weird names.
No.
You know, don't name them Kyle L. Don't name them Sunday. Don't name them Honor.
No.
Don't name Angus. I mean, that's just bad. It's just ugly.
Okay.
You know, I can go on
Kiefer?
That for an hour. Kiefer's not. I like Kiefer. I mean, it rolls up. But he's a star, so I can't really.
I see.
He's a star.
Right.
That's not, you know. So I think we've kind of grown up. Kiefer Sutherland. It doesn't sound so weird
also,
to me.
You know, thinking about it, I mean, think about the movie Stand by Me. We're
talking
about like River Phoenix.
That's right.
Here,
true.
You know,
very
right?
true. This has been going on for decades.
Wow.
So thank you, Shay, for your letter. Angus, if you're listening, change your name. And that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget, you can check out this podcast and all of our podcasts at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael the Thespian Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.